Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As we said, it's time to Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions. You could send us your questions by downloading the Keystone Sports app. There's a nice button there that says Ask Ross. Send in your question, and the best question decided by Ross wins the KSN sweatshirt. Yes, it's starting to get chilly out. We're switching from the polo to the sweatshirt. Are you ready for your questions, Ross?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start with Tom from York, PA. He says, hello, Team KSN. With the game coming up between Iowa and Maryland this Friday night, my question is, are any of the Penn State coaches or staff allowed to attend the game in person for scouting purposes, or is that some kind of rule violation?
I don't know the answer to that, actually, Jim. I don't think they are allowed to be there. You know, my senior year, I think, at Princeton, Lafayette played somebody in the first game. And it was before we, Princeton, before we were able to play, you know, like we always started a week or two later. So we drove to Easton, sat in the stands and watched the game. And I guess somebody saw us there and like reported us and said that, you know, that Princeton sent their players there to scout us. And I think it was illegal back then. And we were like, well, nobody told us that. We're just college kids that didn't have anything else to do on a Saturday afternoon. So we drove to see our opponent play. Like, same thing we did in high school. What are you talking about? So I'm pretty sure there's, like, some stat on the books that says that you can't do that. So, I don't know. The answer is no. They can't do it. And honestly, they don't really need to. They get the coaching tape of it, so it's not terribly necessary.
They could probably make better use of their time. I would actually, and again, I have no idea, Ross, but I would have thought it would be all right because it would be so hard to police, you know. Is it a coach? Is it a grad assistant? How do you, you know, there's so many people on the staff who could possibly get there. I don't know. It always also seems to me like in the, now this basketball in the tournament, that there's double headers. So, hey, coaches are there. They're sitting in the stands watching the previous game before they coach third game. So, all right, let's move on to the next question. Sean from Mechanicsburg says, with Franklin's name being rumored in the USC coaching search, and him deflecting questions when asked about it in the media, how do you think he responds to the question when he's asked by currently committed 2022 recruits or potential 23 recruits?
It's a really good question. I don't know, but it's a question they better ask, and it's a question he better have a good answer for. And I think he probably says, I love it at Penn State. I don't have any desire to go anywhere else, which is not the same as saying I'm not going anywhere else, which is not the same as saying I'm not going to go to USC. I think that's what he says. I think he says, love it at Penn State. I don't have any desire to go anywhere else and don't envision being anywhere else.
Do you think somewhere in there, if I'm the parent of a, say, a 22 recruit and the commitment date is in December, Do you think maybe he says, hey, look, before you make that decision's going to be made before you make your final commitment. So nothing to worry about until the time comes.
Yeah, I suppose that's possible. I think that's possible that maybe he says that. I don't know. It doesn't really seem to be hurting them. You know, I mean, they just got two more. They got that Roy commitment, the 2022. They got Mega Barnwell's back on. Doesn't seem to be that much of a hamper right now.
And they sent out an offer to a kid from your neighborhood. I'm reading up quite a bit on that, Ross.
Yeah, Javen Williams from my high school, Wyomissing, who plays Southern Columbia Friday night in a huge game. I'm very happy for Javen. You know, it's not that common for a Wyomissing kid to get a scholarship offer from Penn State. I think the last one was Alex Anzalone 10 years ago. So it's always exciting for sure. I'm happy for him.
Are they going to be able to hang with Southern?
I think they will. Yeah. Now, honestly, not that this is why people listen, but I think last year's team was really good. Last year, Wyomissing, we were a small school. We're AAA school, not much bigger than Southern. But last year, we had 25 seniors. Most of them were actually the coach's kids and had been playing for like 3 years. I actually think Wyomissing would have beat Southern last year. This year, I'm not so sure. We only have 12 seniors. It's a much younger team. And I don't know if we have the same speed that Southern has, but I will be in a hotel room in Buffalo, New York, watching it online. I can tell you that much right now.
You're claiming Southern speed. By the way, Southern is in my backyard. I'll take Southern. All right, let's move on to the next question. This one comes from, he's calling himself now, Ross, Mushroom Tony from Philadelphia. Other than Sean Clifford, what other players on Penn State has really surprised you with his play through four games? P.S. Had a pepperoni and mushroom pizza last night, and it was fantastic. Tell you what, Mushroom Tony just keeps poking the bear with that pizza thing, Ross.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Mushroom Tony. What are we even doing so right now? Why are we even talking about that? It's like he's trying not to win, you know? It's like he's trying not to win the award each week. Okay, who has surprised me? I would say, other than Clifford, I would say P.J. Mustipher has surprised me by taking his game to the next level. Jesse Luceda has surprised me as a D-end linebacker hybrid. Those two guys have surprised me for sure. I guess maybe Ellis Brooks a little bit. Oh, you know what? It's Ebukadi, because I didn't know he was going to be that good. I mean, I knew that they needed him at the end. He was going to play, but I didn't know he was going to be that good. So I would say Ebukadi.
That's a real good call. He's been really good. All right, let's go to Ben in Florida. He puts in, also known as Dustin's biggest fan, which he is. He says, "Dear Ross, as our resident offensive line expert, can you talk us off the ledge in regards to the current run blocking situation?"
Yes. So, first of all, this is really important to remember, because I thought that the offensive line did a pretty good job in pass protection for the most part. Remember always the goal, okay, is to score points. It doesn't really matter whether you're running the ball, whether you're throwing long bombs. You know, Jim, if they were running the ball for 6 yards a run, but they only scored 27 points against Villanova, you know what we'd be talking about this week. Where's the big plays in the passing game? Why don't they ever throw it deep? You know, like, this is the way people are. They just kind of want to complain, and you know, they always want to talk about the thing. It's kind of hard to get everything working. Have you seen Clemson play this year? I mean, it's hard to get everything working at the same time. So let's just be joyful that they are actually going ahead and that they are scoring points, that they're making big plays. You know, they're going to take what the defense gives them. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana, Jim, based on what Dotson and Washington have done, I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana and some of these other teams they play start to play more two deep safety looks. They call it split safety, to not get beat over the top with big plays. Dotson and Parker Washington have been killing teams. I wouldn't be surprised if they say, you know what? Let's see if Clifford will be patient. Let's see if Penn State will be patient and just keep running the ball and throwing underneath as opposed to taking these big chunk plays, these big shot plays. That might happen Saturday night. Keep an eye on that.
Ross, I had a couple listeners get to me in terms of the running game. It wasn't that they were disappointed the way Villanova game ended up. Their issue with not having the running game is being burned in the past, whether it was the Rose Bowl against USC or those games against Ohio State where it's the end of the game, that four-minute offense when it's about you just need to get a first down, you don't want to throw the ball and stop the clock. That's why they questioned the running game so much. Is that legitimate?
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, it's a fair question, and I think everybody would like to see them be able to run the ball better, but let's see how they do this week. Let's see how they do this week. Indiana has a different scheme. I don't think people should get a little too caught up with the run game. Honestly, I feel like we're putting a little bit too much on it.
Okay, let's sneak in one more quick question. Steve from Chicago, does a 4-3 or 3-4 defensive front make the running game more difficult for the offensive line, or is there no significant difference? Keep up the great work.
Well, it kind of depends on how they play it, number one. And then number two, I would say usually a 3-4 is going to be harder to run against because those two outside linebackers do a really good job of setting the edge and kind of compressing everything inside. So I know that might be counterintuitive to some people because it's three bigger bodies and then four linebackers. But really, a true 3-4 is more like a 5-2. And so you've got five guys on the line of scrimmage, which makes it really, really difficult to block. Because especially you're going to get the tight ends involved a lot. But ultimately, there are different runs that are more conducive to each.
All right. Thank you, Ross. That's it for Ask Ross. Stick around. Quarter number four, Andy returns. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.